Do you know where there are a lot of regos? In India, with smartphones. And that's what we're going to talk about now. Natasha Thomas is here. Google have launched Android One phones in India. It's the first family of Android One phones. So it's part of a large initiative. They want to bring high-quality smartphones to as many people as possible. A good place to do that is India, of course. Mm. Enormous population. So tell us about the Android One project, first of all. And these are affordable phones. We know that. But just how affordable?
Okay. This project, the Android One project, was launched in June by Google. They announced plans to bring these low-end Android smartphones into the Indian market by vastly improving their quality. Now, currently, many cheap emerging market smartphones run different and somewhat customized versions of the Android operating system, which, along with the many variations in hardware, make apps on those phones prone to glitches. The company has now tied up with Indian mobile players like Micromax, Carbon and Spice Mobiles to launch these affordable phones, which, as I said, are powered by the Android operating system. Today it launched three smartphones, and they're called Carbon Sparkle 5, Micromax Canvas A1 and Spice Dream Uno. They're priced at 6,399 rupees, that's $105. And as you mentioned, they aim to capture the low-cost segment of what is the world's fastest growing smartphone market. And after launching in India, Google says it plans to expand Android One to Indonesia, Philippines, and other South Asian countries by the end of this year and in more countries in 2015.
So it's an attempt to get everybody onto a smartphone. Mm-hmm. And essentially, to do that, you have to strip things back, don't you? You've got to offer fairly basic versions of Android, because Android is kind of taken and doctored. Samsung have their TouchWiz interface, and it, you know, it's a little bit nicer to look at, arguably, but it is glitchy. So really, this is an attempt to reinforce the smartphone to get people up to speed, I suppose, isn't it?
Yeah, it's basically to reach out to everyone. Pretty much, that's what it is. Because in India, even though you have so many people who have phones now, smartphones is still very limited. The use of smartphones is still very limited. According to a recent research, just 10% of the Indian population currently owns a smartphone. And that figure is likely to double over the next 4 years. So obviously the country is a lucrative market for these smartphones, and primarily people can really just afford low-cost phones. So that's where Google has seen this potential. They see an opportunity there, and that's why they launched the Android One project earlier this year.
You mentioned it will cost $105 around.
Right.
How affordable really is that for a majority of the Indian population? Say, give us an example of what maybe the majority of people earn, what their yearly salary is, or what you would think is affordable to someone in India.
Well, these days, actually, that's quite an affordable pricing for a low-cost smartphone. But what's interesting is this $105 or the 6,000 rupees, after Google actually launched this project, announced its launch in June, a couple of other players went ahead and launched their own smartphones, low-priced smartphones, before Google's phones came out today. So those are also actually in the same price bracket. And that's where Google has some problems now. The fact that there are other players on the market who cost exactly the same amount, and they've basically beaten them to it. The only advantage Google has is that it runs the Android operating system. So what it can do is, you know, give those software updates, push them before everybody else onto their own phones. But then again, most Indian users, they don't really care about those updates. What they, for them, what's a big priority is good performance, a bigger screen, excellent battery life, etc. And if these phones are able to deliver on those aspects, then they might be able to do well.
So what features do they, I was going to say do they have, but I suppose what features don't they have? What have they had to cut back on?
Well, I'll tell you what they have, then you know what they don't have.
Right.
All three smartphones have similar features in terms of hardware specifications. And it's interesting, when they came out with the phones, their press release says they have features particularly important to Indians. So they have dual SIM card slots.
Okay.
They have FM radio tuner, a 5-megapixel camera, and a micro SD card slot for additional storage. Google apps such as Gmail, Google Maps, YouTube, Google Search, and Google Translate will come preloaded on the phone. So now just imagine, if you have an Android phone, whatever else is there on the phone is not on this phone.
So it's apps such as like an app for Facebook, an app for Twitter, all of those things that we take as standard now on these Androids that we have, they won't have access to downloading them?
They won't come preloaded, okay. But they can download them. Yeah.
Okay, so I don't get the difference between, you said there, things that are important to Indians. Those things seem to be important to pretty much everybody.
Everyone, I didn't
see a difference.
Well, a lot of people don't really, bother with FM radio tuners these days.
They
just download apps off the radio station.
No, this is true. High-end smartphones don't, because they assume that you're online all the time. But I think having an FM transmitter is a great thing.
I'd rather have that than the app.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can have that as well, can't you?
Yeah.
My thing hasn't got because they think, oh, you must be online all the time, Mr. I'm going to spend so much on a phone. But
because you've got the FM frequency, when it tunes into that, you're not using any of your download data, I would assume.
Well,
so
exactly,
that's a much better option than going through the internet.
It doesn't eat up a load of data radio on a phone. It's not a massive amount of data. It's not the same as, obviously, video data.
Mm. But they also have its glitches and things as well with the apps.
What about dual SIM card slots? I think a lot of smartphones don't really have that, but it is now available.
No, it is less available. So people in India have two numbers. Is that a work and a pleasure thing?
It seems it is. I didn't know that.
Okay.
Now I know.
Or maybe it's the girlfriend on that one and the wife on the other. I mean, who knows? Bit of the old...
Tim, you always reveal something new about yourself on this program.
My phone has one SIM card. Let me just...
I'm going to look into that. I'll update your wife.
Yeah, she's thinking he hasn't got a chance. Smartphones for All reminds me of the Fiat slogan, built by robots, driven by dummies, says Khalid, which is one of those ad slogans. Natasha, it's always good to talk to you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.